This is a Musers tradition. Before we talk baseball with Dave Raymond, we're going to get our mock draft from Ribby Paltz. This is his bread and butter. He started as a draft expert, I think, back in the 1960s, way before Mel Kiper was famous. It was Ribby Paltz, and every year he joins us to bring us his mock draft. Good morning, Ribby.
Hey, Dan Millerman. What's up, Mon Millerman?
How's it going?
It's going really well. Can I just tell you something?
Sure.
Some call it pre-say. That I have been doing all the work and all the stuff things to make this the most accurate mock draft in accuracy mock draft history. We have scientized this to a system, and it's a system of impossible rigor and profession, and certain scientists have told me that, according to the Archimedes principle, my mock draft scored an incredible high Richter scale of over 12 neurons within of accuracy.
That doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
So, we're talking precision along the lines of the Japanese. This is like amazing stuff here, and I am ready to do this thing.
Let's do it.
At the number one choose selection of the National FL Football League of the year 20 and 23, the Carolina Panther. In a pick trade from the Bears, they haul off and they take the number one draft pick overall.
And that would be?
At the number two pick.
We need a name.
I just told you who they took. They took the number one choice overall. How much clearer does that have to be?
Okay.
I mean, if you have to have a name, I can give you one.
Okay.
That is the one and the only Felix Anudike Uzama, the edge man from Kansas State who has taken his height record this season of 6-3 and ballooned it to 255 pounds of footballing prowess. Look for the Panther to really address their backfield with this impression.
Nobody has him
going like a reach.
Number one.
He's got a great knee-to-glute ratio of five pectorals to set all the records.
Okay.
At the number two have selection choice eventual, the Texans of Houston, fresh off their non-Super Bowl appearance, they decide they need to look at the QB position.
That's right.
So they draft the one and the only Charles Johnson Stroud. The QB one from the QB room of Ohio State.
Okay.
He is also 6-3 in height this season.
There's not a height record. That's
according to my records, he earned, I guess, 214 pounds in an apparent recent trip to England. I don't know.
That's what he weighs.
But C.J. Stroud, of course, is from Turin, Italy, and he didn't start playing until his athletic career was miraculously resurrected from the dead. He got trouble with authorities in Rome. But the Texans realize they don't want to take on the big contract that they are about to give Stroud. So they package him for the number three pick from Arizona, so they are out of it.
They're out of it?
Yes. They don't want to pay him the big money that they were about to give him.
Okay.
So then at number three, once again, the Houston Texans are on the board, and they are unprepared to take another player because they surprise themselves by trading down. And then, after they see that their favorite player, Charles Johnson Stroud, has already been picked and traded to Arizona, they don't have any interest in any other player. So they pass and they are out of it.
Again.
At the number four selection, choose selection have. The Indianapolis Colts from Indiana. They know the one and only for them is Football Man USA, and that is none other than the man from football, otherwise known as A.K.A. Peter Skoronski.
Okay, why would they not take a quarterback?
The overtime from Northwestern.
Yeah, now, offensive tackle.
Standing at a commanding 76 inches tall, this 313-pound speed demon is out for football revenge, and he will take anyone down with him who stands in a way. At the number one choice after the four selection,
okay,
the Seahawks gets from Bronco the pick, and the pick after four, so they need to address football concern. And when it comes to football concern, there's only one addresser, and that is Khalid Jai-Cansey, Delirium Tremens from Pittsburgh, College USA.
God.
He's 281 pounds if he's a pound at all.
Okay.
So he will be a good. At the number 6, 7, and 8, the Lions, I guess it's Texas Tech, and the Falcons.
Just what?
The Raiders here.
Texas Tech. That's the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, but I wrote it in red, so I guess Red Raiders. They all trade down,
okay,
for the rights to the one and only addresser, Peter Skowronski.
Oh, my God.
Do you have a guess at what the Cowboys are going to do?
Who plays overtime position for Northwestern. At the number Cowboys, the Dallas 26 takes Osiris Torrance.
Okay.
The G-man from Florida Gator. All which
right.
Leaves the Gators having to address a need now. So the Gators then take Khalid Jai-Cansey. And at the number 10 pick, the Philly Eagles get it from the Saints, and then they don't know what to do with it. So they just waste time until their time is run out. Their 15 minutes runs out. And then they post on social media bagging on the NFL.
Okay.
So that's the way I see it going, gentlemen.
Wow. Okay.
And if it doesn't happen that way within 12 neurons of accuracy, then I think that you're crazy. That's what I think.
All right.
And you know, this whole draft this year, you know, involving Paris Johnston Jr. from Ohio State,
yep,
Osiris Torrance, and
yep,
Emmanuel Forbes from yep, Miss State. Reminds me of that old sports song sung so many years ago.
Which one?
Oh, you want me to sing it for you?
Sure.
It goes like this. Take me, I'm going to go in the draft. Take me, I'm going to go in the draft.
Yes, we got the Ribby song.
Thank you, Ribby.
So many years ago.
Bye, Ribby.
Bye.
There he goes, Ribby Paltz, our draft expert.